वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। बधाई हो सबको दीपावली की और गोवर्धन पूजा की। हरे कृष्णा, जय हो, जय हो। सो टुडे इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे ऑफ गोवर्धन पूजा, वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट डे इन आवर लाइफ्स। बिकॉज टुडे श्री कृष्णा डिड अ वेरी यूनिक थिंग। Nanda Maharaj was preparing as usual for every year annual Indra Puja, thinking that Indra gives the rain. Because of rain, grain comes. Because of grain, cows and we survive. And because of that, milk comes and we sustain ourselves. So whole existence and sustenance of Sri Vrindavan Dham is because of Indra. So Sri Krishna came. He was playing and suddenly came and asked, what is happening today? Swada said, as usual, every year we are worshipping Indra. So he asked, why do we worship Indra? So father said that because he gives us rains. Put that first button off. First. So he kept on asking many questions as a child asks. And then finally he said that, why should you worship Indra? Even if you don't worship Indra, he is supposed to give water. Even if you don't worship Surya, he is supposed to give light. He is supposed to come every day morning and go in the evening. All the demigods are paid servants of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord. I mean, he is not talking about himself. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. So even if you don't worship them, they will still give whatever they are supposed to give. It is their duty to give. And as gratitude, the human beings offer some respects. But it is not a must that you have to worship Lakshmi to get Lakshmi. It's not a must you have to worship Surya to get health and light. Even if you don't do that, as per your karma, you will get it. The amount of wealth, the amount of happiness, good activities, whatever you have done, bad activities. Even if you don't like, the effects of bad activities will come. Even if you want more, that much only will come as per you have done in the past. It is called as karma mimamsa philosophy, which means whatever you do, reaction will come. It will not come more, it will not come less. If you have done something bad, if you worship somebody, it will not be reduced. And if you want something more and you worship somebody, you will not get more. That is what you have to understand, most important. You are supposed to get something bad, and people tell you, go and do the parikrama of this tree and break the coconut there and offer something here, something there. It just doesn't get divided. What happens? From this shoulder, it comes on this shoulder. From shoulder, it goes on head. From shoulder, it comes on hand. That's only difference. And we think, oh, what a relief. Because when you have a heavy luggage on one hand, after 15 minutes you put on this hand, you feel, oh, so much relief, you know. It feels so nice. But you forget that it's on another hand. That is how our material life is. We think we are so expert and so smart. We have relieved ourselves so much. Hey, na? Hey, who will go and get up and change the channel of television? I want to sit there only and do it. So remote has come. So what has come? The paunch has increased in size because of that. You don't even realize what you actually, every happiness that you get in life, you have to pay a price for that. Just think, deeply one time. Whatever happiness you take in life, whatever luxuries you take in life, every luxury has a price tag, which is called a suffering. And every luxury in the end culminates into a suffering. Suppose you buy a Mercedes car. I'm very happy. And next day somebody out of envy bangs it, makes a dent on it. You will get much more pain than the pain of not having Mercedes. That's how it is. You eat jalebi, you're so happy. You eat more jalebi, you get loose motions. So don't get allured by any happiness or any misery. They will come and go. Matra sparshanstu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkada. As the heat comes and cold comes, as the rain comes and the winter comes, as happiness also comes and goes, and sorrow also comes and goes. It has beginning and end. Sorrow also has beginning and end, and happiness also has a beginning and a very painful end. What to do? So worshipping any demigod, by doing any puja, no happiness is increased or decreased, and no sorrow is decreased or increased or nullified. It's only an illusion that we think we will do this and this will happen. If you have this dosh, this particular shani dosh or this dosh or that dosh, you do this puja and it will be nullified. No, no misery in this life, which is a result of your previous bad activity, can be nullified. Never. So Krishna said, even if you don't worship Indra, you will have to give rain. Let us change the plan this year. Our worshipable personality is Govardhan. Govardhan gives us so many things. Govardhan gives us green grass. Govardhan gives us a nice sitting place, herbs, fruits, flowers, nice garden to walk around, to be, to nice caves to sit and meditate, nice water ponds, everything what is required to sustain our life. Basically, our cows are maintained by Govardhan. Look at how merciful the Govardhan is. Without any expectation, it is standing there for ages together to serve us and please us. So we will worship Govardhan. So father says, in a small boy, he is doing little hatta. Hatta means what? He is demanding. So he said that, we'll do one thing. We will worship Govardhan also. But now for now we'll worship Indra, and then for you separately we'll worship Govardhan. So no. Anyway, all preparations are already ready. Why delay? Cancel the worship of Indra. He said, no, we will do one thing. We'll do two, worship of Govardhan and Indra together. He said, no. No mixture. We will only worship Govardhan. And finally, he had to surrender to his son's desire. And all the paraphernalia brought for Indra's worship are now being used for Govardhan worship. And then Krishna guided them. He said, go and get everything from your house, from your godowns, and don't cook only plates of prasad. Cook mountains of prasad. You know, in Govardhan, there's a place called Dan Nivartan Kunda, where we generally stay around, that place. And from there is a place called Anior, is another village, which is about not less than 2 kilometers. For that whole area of 2 kilometers length, they had put up mountains of food. And no mountain had a place to go in between. Now, yahan se yahan mountain mein agar khana banayenge, toh, how much food is required to fill this table with mountains of items? For 2 whole kilometers, 2,000 meters of length, at the bottom of Govardhan, they filled it with all mountains of varieties of food. They made small lakes of liquids. Kheer, milk, dahi. Can you imagine? They made lakes. All the liquid items were filled in lakes. Every item was made in mountains. Laddus, sweetmeats, sabjis, and pastries, and whatnot. You just call them fruit items. Everything was filled up. And the best part of the story was they never thought, what will be there for tomorrow? What about evening? What about dinner? What about tomorrow morning breakfast? They never thought anything. They just surrendered everything that they had to preparation of Govardhan on the order of Krishna. And when they offered everything, Sri Krishna said, before we offer everything, we should do parikrama of Govardhan. So the first ever historical parikrama of Govardhan was done by Sri Krishna himself. All the Brajvasis led by Sri Krishna, then Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, everybody walked around the whole Govardhan. It was much, much, much bigger and longer that time. After that, they did systematic offering, Naivedyam, all the items. And lo and behold, suddenly Sri Krishna became Govardhan, a huge personality, tall and broad. And then they said, "Are you are here also, there also?" He didn't say anything. He kept quiet. They looked at him and looked at Govardhan. They said, "Wow, this is Govardhan personality, such a great personality. He is like our God." So they offered food to him. And just like you pick up a small batavada and put everything in the mouth straight, like that, all the mountains he just picked up. In few seconds he gulped everything. And he said, "Anior, Anior, please say."
"Anior, Anior."
Not so slowly. "Anior, Anior."
"Anior, Anior."
"Give me more, give me more." And there was nothing, everything they had offered. He just gulped everything in few seconds. So then very mercifully he reproduced everything again as the same place, everything. And then Krishna guided how to distribute that food, how to give it to old people first, how to give children first, how to give old ladies first, how to give cows, how to give animals, and then how others should have, like that. So very beautiful, grand feast was there on that day. The very place I told you, Dan Nivartan Kunda, there Radhana Swami and his followers were 4,000 in number, had gone to Yatra. Every year when we go to Vrindavan, where Yatra turn comes to Vrindavan, then there's one place, you know, which is like end of this boardroom to the gate of this administration. 2,500 square feet maybe. That area, like our auditorium, if it is filled with mountains, how it will look. That kind of offering is done whenever we go there. And everybody digs hole in the ground and makes a wooden stove. And everything is made of wood. Doing everybody's eyes are red like coal. But everybody, there is a market also, free market. There are people sitting in the market and there are people like you go and take whatever you want and make whatever you want. Everything is free of charge. Cow dung cakes, wood, fire, wooden earthen pots. Everybody cooks in earthen pots. There is a purchasing, then there is making, then there is ready-made items. Somebody receives it, approves it and stacks it. And then a big group of people will carry it on the mountain and it is offered to Govardhan. And then there are a lot of guards there standing with sticks to prevent monkeys to come in. And huge amount of offering is offered to Govardhan. But that is compared to what offering was done by Brajvasis was peanuts, because it's only 25,000 square feet. They offered for 200 square meters long distance till Anior village. And then everything was nice, happy, very beautiful. Sri Krishna was so happy, everybody was so happy. But one person was not happy. He felt this naughty, talkative child has talked so much arrogantly, and this stupid, foolish, elderly men have listened to him. Talkative boy will talk, but these people should have used their intelligence and done the needful, but they have abandoned my worship and they have worshipped a stone. I must punish them. And his anger was so much, he didn't think that my biggest power of Samvartaka clouds, doomsday clouds, they are supposed to be used only when the time of the world is finished and you have to destroy the world. Samvartaka clouds, they were also personalities. They were the weapon of Indra, the highest weapon of Indra, to inundate the whole world with so much rain that it will cause 1,000 kilometers of water clogging above the earth on all sides. If this is the earth, then 1,000 kilometers, there will be water clogging. By the power of gravity, there will be 1,000 kilometers of water clogging on earth, above earth. Now you walk like this, up to the waist, and you are so disturbed. All the life gets finished by that kind of rain. It's called mini pralaya rain. That is not mahapralaya. The earth doesn't get destroyed. Only life on the earth gets destroyed and new life starts coming in. And for 100 years, this kind of rains keep coming. When? One cycle of Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Vapar Yuga and Kali Yuga ends. That's called one kalpa. When one kalpa of 43,000, 20,000 years ends, this kind of mini pralaya takes place. Earth is not destroyed, but only life is destroyed. That kind of rain, out of time, there's no purpose behind it, just because of his anger. You can see how the anger is so much destroying to intelligence. When anger comes, intelligence is finished. You don't know what you speak, you know what you do. That is the power of anger. All rationality, all intelligence, all goodness, badness, everything is finished when anger comes. And for what? Just because his puja was not done. Imagine. Nothing has gone wrong. You didn't respect me. You were supposed to respect me. It was a time for you to respect me and worship me. So it is said that, you know, all these politicians, you see, big politicians, after some time, sex doesn't attract them. Money doesn't attract them so much. No food attracts them. What they are hankering for is power and respect. They can give up any amount of beautiful women, any amount of money also, to get that power and position. So they are like yogis, you know. We are still attacked by sex desire, but they are beyond sex desire because they are enamored with power, power hunger and, you know, respect. So Trinadapi Sunichana means what? One should not expect respect for oneself and offer to everybody all the respect what we have. That is the principle. And what happens when you go in a bigger position? Bigger position means good salary, good facilities, good amenities. You already have a good house, already have a good car. Everything what you need basically is fulfilled. In the Maslow's chart of self-actualization, the basic thing is food, then sleep, then good health, then money, and then comes power, and then comes emotional, then comes all the other needs. So when your basic needs are fulfilled, that means when you are in the good position, you start hankering for labh, puja and pratishtha. What is love? It's not profit only in the form of money. Profit in the form of so many things, power and your influence and the range of your, you say, okay, only Maharashtra under my control. No, I want to have all India under my control. Then you become American president, you say, now the whole world should be under my control. I should dictate where war should take place, where war should not take place, where this thing happened, that shouldn't happen, where help should be given, help should not be given. All political control should be there under me. So many countries are fighting to get number one control over the world. China is in race, Russia is in race, India is upcoming candidate for that race. No? So after certain basic fulfillment, when you are in a higher position, you hanker for respect, labh, pratishtha, that means fame. Now you want to become famous as a big donor. Your name should be there on this building and that building, this building, my mother's, on my mother's name, this is my father's name, this is my name. This is my bungalow, this is the land, this is the whole community, whole cluster of 800 buildings on my name. We want to leave our name behind everywhere. We want to become famous, this is the biggest donor. So somebody else becomes more donor, you want to donate more money and become more famous. It's not money game, it's fame game. So labh and pratishtha, and then comes puja. Then afterwards, you want people to worship you. But naturally, when you have a bigger position, in some company, suddenly all staff start touching your feet. When you become the owner of the company, or when you are employing 500 employees, on the day of Diwali, on the day of your marriage, on the day of this, on the day of that, they will touch. What people will do when they will meet Balasaheb Thackeray? First they will touch his feet. And he also feels, yes, my blessings are with you. All that you need in life is my blessings. And they are with you. Go, you'll be successful. That's what the pride you develop. You will see, so many of men are touching my feet. I must be great. Otherwise, why they will touch my feet? But all this position, power, influence, they come and go. They don't stay with you. If they stay with you, then you go. After some time. Isn't that true? they remain all time with you, then one day you have to go. After you go, there is no respect for you. In the next life, again start from KG to become whoever you are, whatever you want to become. So all is called as a smaller balloon and bigger balloon and more bigger balloon and more bigger balloon and bigger and bigger. And when it is burst, the biggest one makes biggest sound. The smaller ones make small sound. Right? So bigger you become. Haan, bahut awaaz kiya aur phaga phuga phut gaya. It becomes big blasting sound. Everybody knows what blasted. Oh, that blasted. Oh, I understand. You have seen in recent politics also, no? So many people roared. But then, where the roar has gone? Everything is finished. What they thought it would be, it never happened. Lost all their positions. We thought we were so great, and I'm shouting and I'm making dialogues in public. And people are all laughing in the heart, you know. The Marathi madakana garalle garat hastat sagale. Wow, wow, chan chan. I know what to do to make you ultimately be laughed at. So everything is temporary. Nobody should hanker for respect and power and influence and position and adoration and glorification. Laab puja pratishta. So Indra was the king of all demigods, Devendra. Indra is not a person, Indra is a post, like director. Indra is a post. And somebody was on that post, and that person felt great pride that he was king of all demigods. All the 7 heavenly planets are under his control. All the demigods, 33 in number, all is under his control. And the people on earth who are supposed to be there, they are supposed to worship me because I give them reins. But he forgot that all the power of giving reins had been given to him by the Supreme Lord. And he thought, that naughty boy, talkative boy, useless boy, they listened to him, so I must punish them. He didn't even think that what kind of punishment I should give. It's like when I am angry, na, if I have a gun, I will just, whatever I have, I will not think what is going to cause, what effect will be there. No, it's like sometimes we punish our children also disproportionately. Because already husband shouted at you, so you are already disturbed and angry, and on top some child comes with some other mistake and somebody is complaining, then you start slapping him 10, 15, 20 times. Are you are angry on something, but you are taking out the anger on something. See, he didn't understand this kind of power of the destroying clouds was supposed to be used only at the time of destruction. And he said, send. He said, go and pour yourself. So the cloud said, my dear Lord, it's not time for destruction. Why are you sending us now? It's not time for that. I order you, rogue, right now, don't ask any questions. Go, I am following you immediately. I am coming behind you. And they poured. They didn't pour like droplets, you know. Rimjim paus pade sarakha. It's nothing like that. It is called as musaldhar. Musaldhar means, musal means the wooden rod, big rod, by which you pound your spices into powder. Such huge, big one. Every drop was like that. That is why it is called as musaldhar. Because that is meant for destruction. No? In seconds, everything became dark like night. And in seconds, people's houses started flowing in water. It's not small, you know, small floods. Houses were floating on water, and all the baby bow, you know, bulls and cows, and they were all floating. Human beings were floating, and they were getting carried away by the water. So much destruction was there. Plus, there was all darkness and freezing cold, and there was thunders in the sky, and it was a very difficult condition. Today we can describe it, but we'll feel nice AC is going on, so we don't feel the situation exactly how it must be. And then they came running to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabahu, please help us. We are all freezing. It is said that cows were holding their calves between their 4 legs and trying to prevent them from getting frozen and, you know, shivering. They were trying to protect, but they were so much onslaught. They were just helpless. They were just shivering like anything. Everything was shivering, freezing, cold. They couldn't have strength to walk. Nothing to be seen because of darkness, pouring like cats and dogs on sky. like pillars. The very miserable condition. Like death was imminent. Within few moments, they will be all finished. And that time they didn't say, it is because of you, Krishna, because of you. You made all the change. Father was trying to explain to you, but you are so naughty and so adamant and so rigid about everything, so ziddi, so adamant. Because of you all this happened. They never said that. They said, please save us, please save us, please save us. And that boy said, please come with me. So they just picked up their baby bulls and baby cows and whatever they could, and they said, whatever they could carry with them, they just carried and they went all the way behind him, not knowing where he is taking them. Already you have caused a massacre. You have caused a disaster. And now you are saying, come with me. With full faith, they followed him. And they took him, he took them to Govardhan Mountain. And he said, they are asking him, what are you going to do now? So he said, I'm going to lift it. How old is your son?
4 years old.
If your son comes one day, tell mama, come down, we'll go to garden. And then after going to garden, he says, I'm going to lift the building. So what you will say? What will he say? So no, mama, I'm going to lift this building. Wow, horrible. Like that, a small child, you know, 7-year-old boy is telling, I'm going to lift the whole mountain. It's few kilometers long, few kilometers high in the sky. So the boys didn't believe, you know. He said, okay, what you're telling? So we didn't have faith. Like the small child will lift Govardhan. So he went to close by village and twisted a tree, like we twist the cloth while after, you know, drying it up. Aisa twist kar diya usne ek ped ko. Abhi bhi ped hai Uttar Vrindavan mein. I can show you whenever I take you to Govardhan. The same tree is varnished and preserved there under a glass cubicle. Yeah, because of that process of preservation, of varnishing, everything. It's very shining and preserved. It's dead, no more alive. New tree has been planted there. But that tree is of Kadamba tree. It had such a big trunk. And in front of everybody's eyes, Krishna just lifted it like a toy and twisted it completely. And then they said, yes, now you have faith, now you will lift it. Then he entered underground in a cave called Pravishta Gufa. And there, from there, he lifted the whole mountain from bottom. And look at, lo and behold, in front of his eyes, the whole mountain rained in the sky. First he lifted like this, then he tossed it and held it on one finger. They are looking, my God, he really lifted it. We couldn't believe it. He said, now come in, everybody come in. The mountain was so big that whole of Vrindavan, all people with animals, birds, peacocks, monkeys, everybody, whoever was there, buffaloes and bakris and everybody, whoever lived as living entities, all could be accommodated under the mountain. And now what happens when you are going with umbrella? When it rains, what happens? When there's so much breeze and so much of rain, and so what umbrella is useful? Umbrella goes upside down. If at all you have a strong umbrella, it stays. Then what happens? Water starts coming from down. You are walking in this much water. So what is being saved, apparently, not truly, is only the head. And that also is wet. So what do you expect when mountain is lifted? That water will get filled up from down. But nothing happened like that. Why is that? Krishna ordered Chakra, Sudarshan Chakra, who is like the great-great grandfather of Surya, with power of heat and light. So he ordered the chakra that you please revolve around the mountain in such a way that not a single drop of water which will be falling on the Govardhan mountain should fall on the ground. Before it falls on the ground, you should evaporate it. Aisa ho sakta hai kya? What cannot happen if Krishna wants? If Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Lord wants, what can stop it? So much of rains coming like pillars from sky, all was dashing the Govardhan mountain, and not a single drop was falling on the ground. And 7 days and 7 nights, the clouds poured and poured and poured. Indra was standing there on the Airavat, He said, pour it more, encouraging as a chieftain, you know. Pour it more, then they poured and poured and poured. But as everything has beginning and end, the water supply that they had also has beginning and end. And after 7 days, it came into end. And still, they were all happy, nicely standing. He was singing, they were singing, they were talking to him, they were all enjoying with him. There was no misery at all. What was expected that they will be all become miserable. They were like just on the point of verge of death. Nothing happened to them. They were all enjoying. They wanted the 7 days and seven nights should become 700 nights and 700 days. And 7,000 days and 7,000 nights. It should go on eternity. It should not end only. Let Indra pour the water like we can be with Krishna for all the time to come. So what was supposed to be a misery for them turned out to be a most blissful, happy event for them. So what is the message for us? If you take shelter of the Supreme Lord, then the worst possible situations can turn to be blissful events in your life. What did I say? All the worst things in life will turn to be most blissful events if you take shelter of God. He has the power to turn the worst events in your life into most blissful events. Only you have to do one thing. You have to remember and surrender and take shelter of the feet of the Lord. And how to do that? In this time and age, just to call out His names. They did the same thing. When it was pouring like pillars in the sky, they just called, Krishna, please save us. And He saved them. Not only saved them, and they were miserable, shivering still, but under water, not beyond, in the water, out of water. So they were just blissful. They forgot everything. And they never wanted to rain to stop. Finally, water ended and the rain stopped. And then Krishna said, oh, everything's ended. So please go away. I will put the mountain down. And they all left the mountain and he kept the mountain down. So this story tells us that how pride can smash our life actually. How pride for all those things which God has given us can destroy us. It's like if you wear a heavy metal crown and you are drowning in the ocean, what happens? The heavy metal crown on the head further takes you down. You have to remove the crown if you want to save yourself first. All the heavy things from your body you should remove. Then only you can save yourself. If you are continuing to carry the heavy mountain, heavy crown on your head, then you will faster go under the water. So pride is like that. It's like a heavy crown, very beautiful to look at. When it comes to drowning, it drowns you faster than before. So Indra's biggest pride and biggest power was smashed by Krishna's smallest part of body. The left hand, last finger is supposed to be the weakest part in the body. And with that weakest part, Sri Krishna defeated the highest power of Indra. And then brought him to senses. When he came back to his senses, he understood, oh, he's not a naughty boy, he's not an arrogant boy, he's my worshipful Lord, I forgot, I didn't understand, I didn't recognize him. Because of my pride and arrogance, I felt he is disturbing me. He is the cause of my deprivation, of my worship, of my adoration. And he came down running, and Krishna didn't look at him also. He looked at that side. He came down while it was raining only. That time only he came down. While he was holding Govardhan. So he came on this side, so he looked on that side. So he came on this side. So that time he looked on that side. So I don't care for you. You don't exist for me. Neglect is the worst insult, you know. If at least I look at you and fight with you argue with me, I fight back with you. I mean, I at least take notice of you. I consider you are there, you exist. But if you come and don't look at you, my God, such a big insult. Much more bigger insult than talking harsh words for you. When harsh words means I recognize your existence. When I don't look at you means I just don't care for your being also. So then Indra understood that this is a very serious matter. So straight went up to his guru, Brihaspati, and submitted himself. Please save me. He said, Hare Krishna, I am very sorry. The kind of problem you have created, I am not in the position to give you any advice. Please forgive me. You have done such an offense, na? I don't have any solution for that. Go to Brahma. my creator. So he went to Brahma. And then Brahma said, yes, I also don't have solution, but I have one hope for you. Maybe if you go to one of the devotees of the Supreme Lord and fall at his or her feet, whomever you feel appropriate, and if that person feels appropriate to take you and plead for you. See, bahut lamba step hai na bich mein. Ek toh apne bada gadbad kar diya hai. Big problem you have created. Then you are coming to me and I should feel that Braspati ne kya bola? Sorry, I can't help you. He didn't say, I come down with you. He said, I don't have any position to come down with you and plead for you and maybe I also will get chucked off with you. So you're siding a wrong person. Huh? You brought a wrong person to plead for. He said, maybe if that person feels, then that person will take you to Krishna and then Krishna, if he feels appropriate, then he will forgive you. So Indra came all the way down, such a big personality, big position, big power, you know, big influence. Generally, you can't see him so easily. He comes down on earth and meets a cow and falls at the feet of the cow. He says, please, mother cow, I know you are so dear to Krishna. You please him so much with your milk and butter. Can you please take me to him and plead for me? Meri sifaris karo, please recommend my name for pardon. So she was so happy. She never said, you rascal, because of you all this happened. Now first I will punish you before he forgives you. She didn't say that. Hey, come together, come, this guy has come, let us beat him together first. We'll see Krishna afterwards. All of us will do that, na? You have suffered so much just few days back. All your cows and house were all flooded because of this person. This person stupidly, you know, arrogantly sent us all these Amurtaka clouds. What does he think of himself? Because he has power, he is missing all the power to destroy all the innocent people and animals of earth. So let us all first give our punishment to him before Krishna punishes or forgives. Let him decide what he wants to do. He didn't say that. Very significant. When a devotee is offended, when the offender comes with humble mood and says, I'm sorry, please forgive me, immediately the devotee forgives without any considerations. Very unique thing. Imagine if you are in the position of the cow, you will say, I will just show you first. I'll give my peace of mind to you first. But she said, yes, 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 please come. Because he was humble. That humility is very attractive. When somebody is humble, it's very attractive. Nobody can get angry with a humble person, you know. Although he makes a mistake. If you're humble, then immediately you are pardonable. You become eligible for pardon. When you make mistake, you're not feel arrogant, then you're not eligible for pardon. So she took him to Krishna. And that time it seems all few days have passed. Already mountain was on the ground and everybody was back home. And Krishna was, it seems, on his rounds for inspection. How much damage is done in and around Brijbhumi. And while he was under inspection, at that time near Govardhan, Indra came with cow. And that time, first time Krishna looked at Indra. And then he offered prayers of, you know, repentance and paschatap and everything. And then Krishna pardoned him and punished him by saying that, never do it again. And then Indra was not very happy still, you know, whatever he has done. So he wanted to still do more. And he said, I want to do abhishek for you. And then he performed a big abhishek for Krishna, calling great, great things from his lokas, from his various peoples. Vayudev and Suryadev, they all brought best things from their planets on earth, like Singhasan and like waters. Akashganga waters were brought and so many things were brought, you cannot describe it. All opulent things from heavenly planets were brought on earth. And a very gorgeous, super gorgeous abhishek bathing ceremony was performed by Indra. His elephant was pouring water from 5 trunks. Surubhi was pouring milk like torrents of rain. And Krishna was given a very royal bath. And then Govind Kund was formed. All the water and milk were collected, and the collection of water were called as Govind Kund. And Arjuna declared Krishna as Govinda, the master of all Vrindavan, the master of all senses, and master of all cows. These 3 meanings of Govinda. Go means senses, go means cows, and go means bhumi. So he became Govinda, the king of all Sri Vrindavan Dham. And then the coward boys were watching hidingly. The big men shining, they were doing Abhishek for Krishna. So they went and told Father Nanda Maharaj that, you know, today we saw big men came, they were wearing crowns and they were flying in the sky and they brought many things and they bathed our dear Sri Krishna, Gopal. We also should bathe him from our side. And they were very poor people, so they brought little things here and there. They put him on the stone as a singhasan. Some stone standing, some stone sitting. He said, this is our crown, or what do you call that? Singhasan, what do you call throne. They made a throne of stones and made him sit on that and did a very sweet Abhishek. And then Sri Krishna explained that what happiness I could not get from the demigods Abhishek, I got tons of more happiness when the simple coward boys with their heartfelt love did Abhishek for me. Ultimately, kya hota na? Ek hota hai official, ek hota hai homely. All the Abhishek was the demigods did was all official. Na? Big guys came in a very official manner, you know. And they are all official codes of conduct. They performed the Abhishek. But the coward boys, you know, they were so simple, so loving, so nice, so sweet. You know, with nice love, the Abhishek of Krishna. Krishna was much more happy than what was done by the demigods. So that's how this whole ceremony of Govardhan Puja ended with a big disaster, big solution and big relief. So today's day, Sri Krishna did the parikrama, and today's day all the offerings were done, all the worship was done, and then in a day or two rain started coming, and then Krishna lifted. It is not today he lifted mountain. He lifted mountain maybe tomorrow, and for 7 days he held on the mountain, and after that he kept it down, and after that Indra met him, and after that all this thing happened. So this month is very auspicious. In this month all this big Govardhan Leela took place, right from worship to lifting to putting it down to Indra's Abhishek to coward boy's Abhishek. And all those beautiful things are there in Vrindavan today also. There's a place where Indra came and begged pardon. There are places where Airavata, the elephant of Indra, brought waters from celestial Ganga and stored it. There are places where Apsaras came and stored their water for Abhishek. Now we are storing water in some tanks. Na? They were having ponds of collections of variety of items. Now all those are there. Rudra Kunda. Then Indra came and actually surrendered to Surubhi first. There's a big pond there called Surubhi Kunda. And then from there she took him to meet Krishna. There's a place where Krishna met him. And there's a place called Govind Kunda where actually he was bathed. And all water was collected. So all those memorable places are there where you can go and visit. And you can have darshan. Whenever you want to come, we'll go. I go very often, regularly. This year's Parsana I Camp Yatra is in only Govardhan. Who is coming? Every year I tell you, please come. So these all places exist. It's not that we are sitting in Bombay in Mira Road and describe the stories and it's all fictitious stories to entertain children. It's not like that. They are all true stories. Those who have eyes of faith, for them it's all true. For them otherwise it is all children's stories for entertainment in the night. When faith is there, then everything becomes true for you. You can live through all those variety of incidences. You can go through in live experiences. Through narration, through visualizing, to offer your prayers and sincerity, you can experience all these things happening in your life in day and night, day to day. So on this auspicious day, we describe the story, we meditate on the story, we pray, we offer all these bhogas in our capacity. Now at this time in Giridhari Mandir there are bhoga offerings, at this time in Radha Gopinath Mandir, in Juhu Mandir, in all over mandirs, all over India, they are offering these beautiful mountainous offerings to Krishna. In Vrindavan, by cow dung, they make Krishna's form on the ground, lifting Govardhan, with only cow dung. They collect huge amount of cow dung, and they make a murti out of Krishna, out of cow dung, of Krishna, laying on the ground like this, on the ground. And to that they offer offerings. To that Gopal Krishna Giridhari, they offer many, many offerings, and then devotees are feasting and feasting and feasting today everywhere. Shri Giriraj Govardhan ki jai. Thank you very much. Are there any questions?